Certainly, internal affairs ought to be involved at any time that use of force or a shooting occurs. But when a shooting by the police occurs and the victim dies and was not armed, we're really looking to the Attorney General's office to appoint a special prosecutor and asking local district attorneys to turn those cases over to a special prosecutor. There are just too many conflicts of interest within the district attorney's office and police departments. They work together in so many other circumstances that when a shooting occurs and there is some suspicion as to whether it was justifiable, particularly when a death has occurred, we believe that those cases ought to be handled by special prosecutors. So the Thevenin case is of great concern to us because the district attorney actually, in fact, did not even think about turning over the investigation to an independent investigator. He chose to instead do a very quick, haphazard investigation himself and exonerated the officer, we think very prematurely. Charges were then brought against District Attorney Abilov for obstruction of justice and a few other charges. Those charges happen to have been dropped by the lower court judge, but the Attorney General's office is now appealing that decision. And we certainly hope that the Attorney General will prevail. District attorneys need to know that there are limits to their authority, that they are public servants, and the public deserves to know what happened. And they can't, they don't want the district attorneys exonerating people that, in fact, have done something wrong while working for a government entity, like a police department.
So a case like this seems really to threaten undermining public confidence in the entire criminal justice system, even in segments of the population where that distrust doesn't already exist.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a whole national recognition that police officers are stepping beyond their authority, are using use of force unnecessarily. And so it's an extremely important time to have as much transparency within the police department and between the police department and the public for people to know that their officers are acting with integrity. So one thing that we know, Troy has in the past instituted a Citizens Police Review Board, and we'd like to see that reinvigorated, knowing that the city has really suffered, particularly the police department, suffered under a lack of transparency of late with cases of shootings that may have been questionable as to their justification. And so there was a police review board many years ago. I think it was established in 2000, but it's been on and off for many years. And the NYCLU has worked with both the Albany Citizens Police Review Board, the Schenectady one, and also with Troy, trying to encourage them all to really improve the legislation that created them, improve the appointment process, get them to hire their own counsel so that they don't share it with the city or with the police department, and get them to be able to provide an independent investigation themselves, independent of the police department investigation.
So the one in Troy just seems to move forward in fits and starts, if at all. What is there something structural about it that causes them to start meeting, I'm sure, with the best of intentions, and then it stops?
Right. Well, they're you know, the funding for the Troy Citizens Police Review Board is always in flux. Secondly, it's all volunteer, and the appointments have to be made by, I think, three entities that create it: the mayor's office, the city council, and some other one that I can't recall right now, so I do apologize. And those appointments just haven't been made, or when they've been made, that they've not chosen to meet. So citizen police review boards really need to have cooperation with the police department. They need strengthening in the legislation, and they need true cooperation between the mayor and the police department. And only then is the public really going to trust the police department and understand its transparency, because then they would have the opportunity to look into police affairs independently and know what their police department is doing and feel confident that they're doing the right thing.
One would think that it's in everyone's best interest to have a review board, a nonpartisan review board.
Yes, it also is especially in the interest of the police department. You know, they need to have a mechanism where they can answer to the public while protecting the employment records of their own police officers. Of course, we'd like to see repeal of 50A, which is one of the state requirements that shields police officers' personnel records from being released to the public. But we feel it's overstepped its authority, and it's time for that law to be repealed. At the same time, any kind of transparency does help the police, because ultimately trust is extremely important in operating as an efficient police department. And when the public doesn't trust you, won't cooperate with you when you have to conduct an investigation, avoids dealing with police, the only problem, I mean, problems with crime emerging get higher, and that's not what the police department needs or wants. So public exposure to transparency to the police department is extremely important, even on the part of the police department.
And then why do you suppose it is that there's reluctance on the part of the police department, and not just in Troy, almost every time I've read about police civilian review boards, the police themselves are not excited about the prospect. What do you think accounts for that?
Well, I think there's a short-sightedness in that usually the complaints that are lodged, and I'll speak specifically to Albany's Citizens Police Review Board because they have been up and operating. Most of the complaints are very minor complaints, like discourteousness or handcuffs being placed on too tight. Things that all the public really would like is an apology, an acknowledgement on the officer's part that he went too far or that he was impolite. And also, Citizens Police Review Board investigations often show that it was not the police officer that escalated an altercation, that it was the person or the victim themselves. And so, you know, it's sort of like wearing body cameras. It's good for both sides. We want to get at the truth, and a Citizens Police Review Board ensures that the public has access to the police department. Show us and give us the facts. Let us decide. Let us see what you're doing, because probably what you're doing is just fine, but we need to know that that's the case, so that when things blow up around the police department, we have a modicum of trust to say, let's look at the facts first before we overreact.
Now, the Albany board met with some resistance when it was created. How's that worked out over time?
I think that in general, the police department is very pleased with the outcome. I think the public has been a little skeptical because initially investigations took a long time, and the public was not pleased with the outcome. The comments that I get most from people who deal with the Citizens Police Review Board who want to see a complaint processed by the board, they are very disappointed that they will not know what disciplinary action was taken against the police officer. 50A protects the individual officer from having that record exposed to the public, but they do know through that process that something is being done, that there are independent people that are looking at it, that are evaluating what the police department has done as far as the investigation goes. And it does raise a level of trust. Of course, the biggest problem with the Albany Review Board that we've suggested be changed is the fact that they share counsel with the police department. They should have their own independent lawyer working on their issues for them. And also, they don't have subpoena power. And we've, you know, when you run up against a wall with a police department that's refusing to cooperate in turning over information, the Citizens Police Review Board should have the ability to then subpoena those records and to evaluate the investigation themselves.
So for folks who are interested in learning more about what's happening in Troy with the Police Civilian Review Board, is there a way that they can keep themselves informed?
Well, they should talk to me, because I would love to have some citizens of Troy really working on that issue. There are some activist groups that have claimed interest in that, and that's great. We're going to work with them as much as possible. We've done a lot of work with citizens review boards in working with their legislation and working with the people that get appointed. And so we would love more citizens of Troy to come forward to show the mayor and the city council that they really are enthusiastic about reinvigorating the police review board. The best way to reach me personally is my own email, which is mtrimble, which is my first initial and last name, at nyclu.org. And the number at the office is 518-436-8594.